Huddy was kneeling in the doorway, holding on with one hand to keep from being sucked in. His hair didn't move around his head and his shirt didn't ripple, but he swayed back and forth like a man in a high wind just the same. Eddie was behind him, crouching, looking over Huddy's left shoulder, probably holding on to Huddy's belt, although I couldn't see that. Huddy's free hand was held out to me, and I seized it like a drowning man. I felt like a drowning man. "Now pull, goddammit!" Huddy growled at Arky and Eddie and Steph Colucci. The Buick's purple light was flashing in his eyes. "Pull your guts out!" They might not have gone quite that far, but they pulled hard and we tumbled out the door like a cork coming out of a bottle, landing in a pig pile with Huddy on the bottom. Ned was panting, his face turned sideways against my neck, the skin of his cheek and forehead burning against me like embers. I could feel the wetness of his tears.
"Oh, Sarge Christ, get your elbow out of my nose!"
Huddy yelled in a muffled, furious voice.
"Shut the door!" Steph cried. "Hurry before something bad gets out!"
There was nothing but a few harmless bugs with green backs, but she was right just the same, because the light was bad enough. That flashing, stuttery purple light. We were still tangled together on the pavement, arms pinned by knees, feet caught under torsos, Eddie now somehow tangled in the rope, as well as Ned, yelling at Arky that it was around his neck. It was choking him, and Steph kneeling beside him, trying to get her fingers under one of the bright yellow loops, while Ned gasped and flailed against me. There was no one to shut the door, but it did slam shut, and I craned my head in an angle only raw panic would permit. Suddenly I was sure it was one of them. It had come through unseen, and now it was out, and maybe wanting a little payback for the one that had been slaughtered all those years ago. And I saw it, a shadow against the shed's white-painted side. Then it shifted, and the shadow's owner came forward, and I could see the curves of a woman's breast and hip in the dim light. "Halfway home, and I get this feeling," Shirley said in an unsteady voice. "This really bad feeling. I decided the cats could wait a little longer." "Stop thrashing, Ned. You're making everything worse." Ned stilled at once. She bent down and with a single deft gesture freed Eddie from the loop around his neck. "There you, baby," she said. And then her legs gave out. Shirley Pasternak sprawled on the hot top and began to cry.